All right, this is a funny video on Chad media buying. Now, Chad media buying isn't the most effective, most profitable way to advertise on the internet. However, it is the most effective way with the least amount of effort you can do to get the best results imaginable, right? Chad media buying is doing the least amount possible to get the biggest results possible. And it all stems from this idea, like if you're a media buyer, that 95% of your results, the 80-20 in the 80-20 is making the video. So how do you spend the most amount of time making a video and the least amount of time fucking with the ad platforms? Because that's really not the most creative, valuable thing you can be doing. You need to be making videos the most amount of time possible. Thankfully, I learned a technique from my mentors. They didn't call it Chad media buying, but the whole industry called it Chad media buying, which is basically doing nothing, letting the pixel optimize, and just sitting back and letting the smartest platforms in the world do all of the heavy lifting for you, right? As Maylin Darris likes to call it, letting the machines do the work. Now, I remember this so vividly. One of the greatest days coming up in my life, it was the day that I flew out to LA and I was gonna finally learn the secret to Facebook ads. I was so excited. I mean, I had just met my mentors, I had just partnered with them, I had just proven to them that I'm a great person on the native platforms. We blew it up and they were gonna teach me Facebook ads, and I read so many books. I read all the books on Facebook. I learned everything about Facebook ads, but nothing ever worked for me. And I was finally about to learn the secret to Facebook ads. And I was so excited. I was like jumping out of my chair. I was leaning in. I land in Los Angeles. I get to Hermosa Beach. I walk in the door and I'm like, let's do it. We set up a little desk, a little workshop, a little table, a little white little table in the living room. And I'm like, all right, let's launch a campaign. He's like, all right, cool. Okay, let's do this. I was like, yeah, what are we gonna do? I'm gonna learn the secrets. These guys are huge. They're some of the biggest Facebook media buyers on the planet. I'm so excited. And I just remember sitting down and they're like, all right, you know, set up the campaign. Okay, ad set, go into your ad set. All right, we're gonna do female, type women over 40, throw in a lookalike pixel. Yeah, we'll just do like a 6% lookalike. And to put the ad in, launch it. What? You're not gonna do any like targeting or like interest? He's like, dude, I'm like, no, why would we do that stuff? Like, you know, you can get like, if you like targeting, you know, and like you get really segmenting, right? That'll be better. He's like, dude, just fucking, no, why would you do that? Like, these platforms fucking know everything about every single person on the internet. They know everything about everybody. They know exactly who's gonna buy and who's not gonna buy. All you need to do is use a lookalike audience of buyers and just go broad traffic, right? And then just 40 plus, male or female, whatever, and let the pixel do the work. Let the pixel do the work. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, it's that easy. That's it. And I remember we launched these couple things, and I'm like in here, and I'm like fucking with shit. And he looks at me, he's like, stop fucking with shit. Stop it. Stop fucking with shit. Let the pixel do its thing, dude. Just like, step away. Step away from the computer. Stop working on it. That began to hit me, right? That began to really hit me. The secret to Facebook ads and to media buying in general was honestly letting the machines do the work. These guys know everything. These pixels are everything. You want to optimize for buyers, people who buy. You just tell Facebook exactly what you want. If you optimize for clicks, they're going to send you a bunch of people who click and never buy. If you optimize for buys, they'll send you people who buy, right? But it takes time for the pixel to get optimized, and you just have to wait a little bit for this fucking thing to start working, right? And seeing things from a bigger perspective rather than just like an instant kind of result. But the instant result is what we're eventually gonna do with when the pixel gets up. But at the beginning, you wanna get that pixel kind of optimized. So that became my philosophy forever, and it just worked. And it was so simple. It's just like, it's the least amount of effort I can do to focus on the most important thing I need to do, right? Just uploading a video. Now, there's a lot more advanced media buying strategies that where you can squeak out little numbers, right, to make it work, but that's the core of it. Important things to optimize for with VSLs. The first thing is cost per 3 second view, right? Because imagine there's two things you have to do. You have to inspire somebody to pay the fuck attention, and you have to inspire them to solve their problem today. Those are the two things, right? So the first one, inspiring attention, is measured by cost per 3 second view. Your target for cost per 3 second view, or at least my target, is 8 cents. If I have 8 cents cost per 3 second view, a lot of those campaigns are huge. That means I'm sucking a lot of people into the VSL and they're paying attention. The next metric is average watch time. If your average watch time, I like to have my average watch time 1 second for every minute that the video is. That's kind of the ratio that I like to have here. So if I'm running a half hour video, 30 second average watch time, 40 second average watch time is great, right? If it's a 45 minute one, 45 second average watch time is great. Average watch time tells you how well the lead is kind of doing, right? The beginning of the VSL, the first 60 seconds to 2 minutes is kind of doing. So you want to test a lot of different variations of the hooks and then the leads to start sucking people in as much as you can on to the platform. And Facebook's a really good way to do this because you can just test a bunch of variations and find the winning formula that's going to make this thing blow. Now, if you get your introduction rock solid and you can tell by the data that a lot of people are being sucked into your VSL, but they're still not buying, typically that's because they don't believe that it'll work for them. If you're in a big niche, a proven offer where you know people want to buy solutions to all these problems and they're getting sucked in, you're getting all their attention, but they're not buying, that usually means that you messed up with the mechanism and they don't actually think that it would kind of work for them. That's where the mechanism and changing the offer and split testing different offers might help a lot. Now, once you have all those pieces in place, your target for a monster campaign, all the biggest ones, typically 200% ROI right out of the gate means that you have a fucking monster on your hand, a big, big, big monster campaign. If something's negative 30% ROI, you're really close to getting that to scale. You're really close to getting that kind of to pop and getting to some big numbers. But if you're gonna get to the six figure a day levels, meteoric rises, depending on what double your high score is. Remember, you always want to focus on just doubling your own internal high score. This is about being the best version of yourself and beating yourself, not comparing with any other people. But to get to six figures a day, if you're looking for that, you have to get to 200% ROI on day one. That is a telltale sign that you have a serious monster on your hand. So those are the media buying basics from Peter Kell. They're basics, but they're also fundamentals, and they have worked phenomenally for me to scale and go to the next dimension, go to the moon. However, if you want to dive deeper, I'm working on getting someone to come in here and help teach you guys more VSL advanced strategies, media buying on Facebook and YouTube. That way, we can get you guys up to speed even more. Peace.